Moose and elk are both large mammals from the deer family. Given how similar they are, it's really easy for the two to be confused, and more often than not it's moose that are mistaken for elk. After all, they are both herbivores and are large and brown-colored with have really big antlers. So, considering how alike they are, is it even possible to tell them apart? The answer is yes, and there are some key differences that make it really easy once you know how. For a start, one is larger than the other. Their antlers are different and so are their noses. One is an excellent swimmer and can hold its breath underwater while diving and even has some pretty surprising predators. In fact, even their hoof prints are different, so even if you can't see them, you will know which animal might be just around the corner. Join us, we discover all of the differences between moose and elk. Comparing moose versus elk. Moose and elk are both large animals, even though they're from the deer family, and they are both really unique and fascinating animals. Moose are the largest member of the deer family and there are 4 recognized subspecies. There are 6 subspecies of elk in North America and 4 in Asia. But, as well as the differences we can't see, there are quite a few that we can. Check out the chart below to learn a few of the main differences. The 5 key differences between moose and elks. There are many differences between moose and elk. For one, moose are larger than elk. In addition, there are significant differences in the antlers of both animals. Elk antlers are more pointed while moose antlers are broad and flat. Finally, elk have tooth-shaped tracks while moose have heart-shaped tracks. Let's dive more into each one of these differences. Moose versus elk, size. One of the biggest differences between moose and elk, quite literally, is size. Moose are generally much heavier and much taller than elk. Moose range between 5 and 7 feet at the shoulder and weigh between 840 pounds all the way up to 1,550 pounds for mature males. Elk, although still quite large in their own right, only stand 4 to 5 feet at the shoulder and weigh 485 to 730 pounds. Moose versus elk, antlers. Elk and moose also have different antlers. Elk antlers are fairly thin and pointed and closely resemble those of a deer, although they reach around 4 feet. Male elk shed their antlers during the early part of spring as the days are beginning to get longer, as this is when their testosterone levels are at their lowest. However, the new set of antlers begin to grow almost immediately after the old ones have been dropped. Moose have much larger antlers, which can be more than 6 feet long in some cases. They also have a different appearance. Moose antlers have an open shape and broad, flat beams, with tines that often grow from the outer edge. Moose shed their antlers every winter to conserve energy and regrow them during the spring, usually only taking 3 to 5 months to regrow completely. However, that's not all, as the size and growth rate of moose antlers is determined by their age and diet, and antlers with good symmetry mean that the animal is in excellent health, although the symmetry usually declines after 13 years of age. The diameter of the main beam is used to determine the age of the moose, rather than the number of tines, points. Moose versus elk, nose. While elk have a typical slender deer-shaped nose, moose couldn't be more different. Moose have a large, rounded nose and muzzle with distinctive quad, fatty pad squat. Their face is long and broad and these pads are from fat and muscle. However, despite their strange appearance, these pads actually have an important function as they allow moose to close their nostrils so that they can swim underwater. The pads close when triggered by the water pressure and mean that the moose can remain underwater for around 1 minute. Moose are excellent swimmers and can dive too. They've been known to reach depths of 20 feet to reach aquatic plants at the bottom of lakes. Moose versus elk, throat. One of the most visible differences between moose and elk is the presence of a dewlap on moose but not on elk. Dewlaps are large flaps of skin that hang underneath the throat. It's not known what purpose they serve, but suggestions include a thermoregulatory function or cooling system. Moose versus elk, tracks. A more unusual difference between moose and elk is actually the shape of their tracks. Elk have tooth-shaped tracks which are relatively light in the soil and snow, whereas moose have heart-shaped tracks which are much deeper in the ground, often because of their greater size and weight. As moose are solitary animals, their tracks usually show the presence of an individual animal unless it is during mating season. However, elk are herd animals, so their tracks often show the presence of several animals at the same time. Moose versus elk, hunting. Many times hunters who are out to hunt elk end up killing moose instead, although there are no similarities in their appearance. It is a fact that more than a dozen moose get killed by hunters every year. However, that can cause the hunter to be fined a hefty amount of $1,000 and even end up in hunting license being revoked. Moose and elk may inhabit the same areas within the forest, even though moose prefer areas along the streams and watering holes. One of the reasons why moose are easy to hunt down is the fact that they are not shy of humans. FAQs, frequently asked questions. Are moose and elk from the same family group? Yes, both moose and elk are from the same family group, Cervidae. However, difference comes from their subfamilies. Moose, Alsus alsus, are from the subfamily Capriolinae, which are known as New World deer. Elk, Cervus canadensis, are from the subfamily Cervinae, which are known as Old World deer. As a basic difference, these two subfamilies differ by their bone and ankle structure. How are killer whales and Greenland sharks predators of moose? Although it might seem surprising that killer whales and Greenland sharks are predators of moose, it's actually because moose frequently swim between the islands off the northwest coast of America. Are moose and elk endangered? Although there has been a decline in the population of moose in recent years, they remain healthy and are not considered to be under threat. According to UCAN data, the population of elk is actually increasing and they are not considered to be under threat either.